Okay, Parshas Chayisora. So, Vayetzi Yitzchok Lasuach Basoda Lifnei Sorev. So, the Gemara in Brochas goes and says, in the fourth parak, that Yaakov Vino is Mesakin Tfila Samincha. The Lasuach Basoda Lifnei Sorev in Sicha Latfila. Tosfos of North already asks, the Gemara in Yumar says, the Gemara discusses when is the Tfila of Shachris, of the Tfila Samincha Shal Avraham Avinu. So, you see, Avraham Avinu is Mispal Shachris, was Mispal Mincha. So Tosfos in Brochas answers that that's after Yitzchok was mesaken tefillah. After Yitzchok was mesaken tefillah smincha, that is when Yaakov Avraham Avinu davened. And the question that everybody asks, one second, Avraham Avinu was mekayim kol haTorah kula shelo nitna. So he was mekayim even the mitzvos d'rabbanan, erev tavshilin, erev tchumin, whatever. So why wasn't he mispal tefillah smincha until Yitzchok was mesaken? But the answer is very poshut, because tefillah samincha is a nuchafts of tefillah, and only Yitzchok could be sakin tefillah samincha. So it's not that tefillah samincha is daven shmon esre. It's posh pshat shachris mincha and ma'ariv is that you daven the same shmon esre three times a day. Every shmon esre is a different tzuras of tefillah, is a different chafts of tefillah. And before Yitzchok was mesak, and there was no tefillah samincha. Now in the raya, the Chavetz Hashon also quotes the Raya, Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, if the Tzibur is davening a Ma'ariv, and somebody wants to daven with a Mincha, Magen Avraham, that shit is Magen Avraham. Although as a Cholek, you're not Yoytze, because it's a different Tfila. Ah, the Cholek is the same Shemun Esra. And Lamaid is Chavetz or Tfila Samincha, and Chavetz or Tfila Samincha is different. And the chavtz of tefillah samincha only Yitzchak could mesake. That's why Avraham Avinu wasn't mekayim, because before that was not shaykh. And the question is, what's tefillah samincha? The chavtz of tefillah samincha, that the only one who could mesake it was specifically Yitzchak. Right? That's question number one. Question number two. The pasuk, and question number two, the Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas says that Le'olam Yodam, the Gemara in Davov Amud Beis, Le'olam Yodam Zoyer, בתפילה סמינכה, שראיהו לא נלא להם יהודם זו בתפילה סמינכה, שראיהו לא נן אלא בתפילה סמינכה. שנאמר, that's what I say, ואי בעלוי סמינכה. And then the Gemara goes and says, it says in the פסוק by אליהו, ענינו השם ענינו. Why does it repeat ענינו twice? So ענינו, the Kodesh Baruch Hu should answer, and ענינו, they should not think that that's my sex of him. So the Gro asks the famous question, meaning, one second, what's the raya that Tfilas HaMincha is Baruch Hashem? If you look at the psukim, the reason why you went to Tfilas HaMincha is because you wanted to give a chance to the Nevi HaBaal to get answered. This is the Nevi HaBaal, you are the Rabbi, you should be able to bring it. So you give a chance to the Nevi HaBaal. Now, by Mincha is because it was very, very late. So that's why he did Tfilas HaMincha, but who said that he was Nen because Tfilas HaMincha? So says the Gro like this, Kiyadua, Shebeesa Mincha, Huzman Shlita Sakshofim Kidisa Bezoya. Velamis Pabazaya, so he should have never davened, because that's Zman Akshofim. So he should have not davened, because that's what the Gemara says. He had to be mispalled, that they should not think that this is Kshofim. Right? So why did he wait until Mincha should have davened earlier? Because Mincha is very Choshof. So that's the right. The right Mincha Choshuv is not because he waited, because he had to wait anyway. But why did he wait to Mincha, which is Manak Shofim, and that's the connection. That's why he had to answer Aneinit Shalei Yachshuv Mainsek Shofim. So that's what the Gemara says. But then the question is, why is Tfilas HaMincha so Choshuv? If Tfilas HaMincha is Manak Shofim, and why is Mincha Manak Shofim? Right? So here is very interesting. He waited, because Mincha is Mincha Choshuv, doesn't say why, and Michok Shem Mincha is Choshuv, Poshuv Shat Mashma, despite the fact that Zman HaKshofim, and the question is, why Zman HaKshofim? Okay, so those are the questions, why, and Eliyahu is Nen B'Tfilas HaMincha, the Chashiv is B'Tfilas HaMincha, and why is it Zman HaKshofim? By the Brisk Rav asks the following. The Pasuk says, Vayorotz, if you look at the Psukim by Avraham and Rivka and Eliezer, everybody appears to be running from back and forth. The Pasuk says like this. Vayorotz ha'eved likros. So when he saw Rivka, that Rivka wanted the bear, he ran to her. And if you look at it, it's always raining. Vatomesh se vatmaher vatoyer kadal ha'shoikes vatechal ha'shkoisoi vatmaher vatyar kadal ha'shoichat vatorotz al ha'bear lishoif vatishov. And then it continues. The pasuk and says, "Vayikasher kilo agmolim papa, vayomer batomer labas besuel, vatorot zanor vetagir lebesima, ulidiv kachshvol lavan vayorot slovan aleish." Why is everybody running? What's the purpose of being running? And even before, vayu terem kira ledaber, when he finished davening, Akush Bukhans right away. So says Miskrov, because there was a need. The tefillah, if you look at it, yena noichi vaya vayomer Hashem Elokei Avraham hakri na lefonai hayom, please Hashem answer me today. The bakosha was the tefillah should be today, should be answered today. And it says in the posuk, vayavre chagmolim le'eis erev, he came at the time of the evening, meaning it was already at the end of the day. So that's why everything had to be running to be able to be specifically on that day. Because he has that akrenel finayom. So all the running is that he should all finish before the end of the day. Because he said akrenel finayom. The question is, what's so choshev about the day that the tefillah of Avraham that the b'tchasne had to be on that day? Meaning, what's so choshev to be on that day? Now, so they asked the Briskrov, but by the way, it doesn't even say what day it was. And you could darshan it was this, but the pasuk doesn't even, it was, appears to be a regular, common, ordinary day. So why did Eliezer Dafka answer, Davane, it should be on that specific day? So Briskrov, when they asked the Briskrov, the Beis Rabbi Yisenu, who brings the Beis Rabbi Yisenu, Briskrov says, because Nashidach, you should not delay. It should be on that day. The Nashidach should be on that day. They asked a specific story that the Biskrov was Masad the Kiddushin. They came and the Chosen forgot the ring. And the Biskrov, they wanted to borrow or to buy a ring from somebody. He said no, because there's no Gbirus Das. He had to get his old ring. He got the ring. By the time he got the ring, and when he gave the ring dropped. And so people were very superstitious, saying maybe there is a reason why this thing is not working. Maybe it's not meant to be. So the Biskrov said, no, because every chasna has its specific time. The specific time of that chasna didn't come. And Eliezer wanted the chasna, the what you call the meeting, and the entire kiddushin of Rivka to be on that day that he came. The question, what's special about the day? But L'choira is Masha, that's not because of the day. The reason why he wanted to do that day is because the pasuk already starts before. The pasuk says, Vayovoi, Vayavre Chamegmolim Le'es Erev. He came Le'es Erev Let's say Sashayovis. And therefore, because it was Le'es Erev, which is Zman HaMincha, then he said, HaKadosh Baruch, answer me today. It means today, because it's now Zman HaMincha. So it's Mashma L'Choyra, not because it was a specific day, because he wanted to be at that moment, which is Shas HaMincha, which makes a lot of sense, because Yitzchak was Mesaken Tfilas HaMincha. So you see that Rivka had for some reason to marry also B'Shas HaMincha. Why did Rivka have to marry B'Shas HaMincha? The pasuk has to stress that it came less Erev, and he's saying you should be done today, before the night. What's so choshev that B'Shas HaMincha? And we see that the Torah goes, and all the halachos of the all description of how a shidduch, how a marriage goes, is described by the story of Rivka. And the question is, what's so special about Rivka specifically to Yitzchak that you don't have this description by Sarah, we don't have the same length of description, not by Rochel, not by Leah, specifically by Rivka. What's so choshev? If you go to Birkat Erbelez in Perek Tezayin, says Birkat Erbelez, Rabbi Yebou Omar, Rotza Kudush Bochu Ligmoil Chesed im Yitzchok. He wanted to give Chesed to Yitzchok. Veshol Achloma Lemalach Lifin Eliezer Venikvitzal Oderek Babishol Shoizem El Haran. He came specifically that time to Haran. Now, he didn't want to give a chesed to Yitzchak. One second, the chesed, the Radal already asks, is to Avraham. The pasuk says, what's it called? Avas chesed im adoini Avraham. What's the pshat chesed Yitzchok? Says the Radal, the tefillah was you should do the chesed because of Yitzchok. But who the chesed should be done? To Yitzchok. So you do the chesed, the reason for doing the chesed, what's the midah keneged midah? Because of Avrom. Avrom isha chesed. So yes, aseh chesed im adoini, meaning do it because of adoini. But who was the chesed done? To Yitzchok. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar says, v'kol kach lama. Because Rivka was roi for Yitzchok from the time of birth. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Bemoznaim lalois." When the scale goes up, "Hema mehevel yachad." Is them who come from nothing together, from the beginning, from nothing together. So this pasuk relates to Rivka, and the question is, why specifically to Rivka? Right? How do you see the pasuk doesn't say Rivka? But and how is the shidduch described? Lalois, the pasuk says, "Bemoznaim lalois." When they go up in the scale, "Hema mehevel yachad." They come from nothing, from the origin, from the mekor yachad together. So therefore, she was roy for him. So first of all, why is the shidduch comparable to a scale? That to go up in the scale, and how do you know the pasuk relates to Rivka to tell me the Rivka was muchona from sheshen mibreishis? So to Chazer, the questions are, number one, Mincha, why Yitzchok had to Mesal Mincha? What's special by Mincha, and why Mincha is Bishas HaKshofim? And if it's so special, why Davka Bishas HaKshofim? Is why is Mincha Zman HaKshofim? And then you have to understand why Lechoyra is Mashba from the Psukim, and now that's how the Prescriber understands that the Chasna of Rivka had to be also Bishas HaMincha. And Rivka is not Stam. Rivka is the chesed to Yitzchok, and she was roi misheshes and mibreishes. She was roi mimeima, I'm sorry, she was roi from when she was born. And the pasuk describes that lalois, bemoznaim lalois, when they go up in the scale, they go together from the beginning. And that relates to Rivka. First of all, why is the shidduch comparable to a scale? And how do you know the pasuk relates to Yitzchok and Rivka? To answer all of this, we're going to see the Torah. The Torah is not in Parshas Vayechi, in Parshas Masorah Chayesorah. The Briskerot is in Parshas Toldos. Says the Balatanya, if you look at the Avodas Yitzchok and the Avodas Avram, you see what was Avram, what was the stress in Avram? Avram Avinu is Machlis Orche. What did Yitzchak do? If you look at it, what did Yitzchak do? He was choifer beiris. He dug wells. What's the difference between the two? So says the Torah, the difference between the two is because when you machlis, Avraham Avinu brought a kudu, we know that the Ahavas Hashem is a person contemplates in Hashem and the Neshama wants to go to Kudosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rotzoi. The Kudosh Baruch Hu wants to live here and wants to connect to Kudosh Baruch Hu. The Neshama feels that attraction. That's Vehafta, and Vehafta is the lotion of connection, right? Vehafta always creates in Shokeni min Shikwes Piyu. But the Avoid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want the Neshama to live here to be Mistabek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lotza, and that's what Balatani always says, Lius lo dira batachtoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Davka that he should come down to the Tachtoinim. On that is the Avoida. Avram is the one who's Mamshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Elam Hazeh. He brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Elam Hazeh. That is Achnos Zorchem. I personally understand Achnos Zorchem because that's Achnos Zorchem. You bring somebody else to your house. You bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to your house. But this is even more the Balatana. It says, no, because that's Achnos Zorchem. He invited Arabs who were Mamish, the lowest of the low, the furthest possible. And he fed them, and he gave them, and he taught them Elokus. So he brought the locus even to the lowest common denominator. That is Avram. Yitzchok, the midah of Yitzchok, is something else. That's midah sachesed. Midah sachesed is to be mamshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mamshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. Yitzchok is midah sadin. What is midah sadin? Midah sadin is to be megaled that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. Like the bear, what's the bear? When you dig a well, you dig a well and you realize that there is water underneath it. You're megalad the water that's in there. That's the gilui to be megalad that Kudosh Baruch Hu is here. You don't have to bring him. That Olam Hazeh is a fake. That's a void of bitul hayesh. That you take the yesh in your mevatel. And that void is even bigger than Bria Soilam. Bria Soilam is creating yesh from ayin. But the biggerness is to take Ein from Yesh. And that's Yitzchok. Yitzchok is Midas Adin. What's Midas Adin? That you megale that in this world of Midas Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Havaye Hu HaElokim. That is the Midah of Yitzchok. The Midah of Yitzchok is exactly that. Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu In Olam Hazeh, which is a void of Bitul HaYesh. This avodah of Yitzchok is an avodah that the Gilui ultimately is only Leosad Lavoi. That's why, what's Tzchoik? Yitzchok is called Tzchoik. Tzchoik is something that makes no sense, because the world appears to be that this world runs on itself, it owns natural rules, economical rules, and Yitzchok is Megala that that's a joke. There is something that it appears to be this way, but it's very different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only that's here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it. He's only hiding himself. The Hateva is Begimatri Elohim. Elohim is the Shem of Hateva. Now, it's not Teva, it's not the nature of Begimatri Elohim, but the Hateva. The Hateva is the idea, the essence of the Teva is Elohim. That is the Gilui. And that's the idea of Tzchoik. Because Tzchoik is when something that appears to be, and you bring something out of the left field. Out of the left field that you take this world, which appears to be Bemidas Adin, you tell me Bemidas Adin is all a joke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Elam Hazeh. You're like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already here. That's a mid of Yitzchok, that's a mid of Gilui Midas Adin, that's Bitul HaYesh. But that's only Shaykh Leosad Lavoi. Because in this world, you don't see that. In this world, we don't see that. In this world, it's not Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad. That's the Gemara in Psochim. So that's why the Shem of Yitzchok is Leosad Yitzchokli. The Yitzchok is the future. Because Leosad Lavoi will be that Begir Bechina. In Olam Hazeh, to be able to bring that Bechina, is only through Rivka. And Natalia, there's a very big difference. Every Shidduch, the Pasuk says, Vaseh Chesed im Adonim, Im Yishchem Oisim Chesed Ve'emes Es Adoni Avraham, says the Meshech Chochma, Chesed Ve'emes, is because Yitzchok is Midas Adin, and you want Midas Chesed to create Emes. And Rivka, her entire Metzius is the Metzius of Chesed. Says the Balatan, is not the Pshad, her Metzius is the Metzius of Chesed. Her Metzius is the Metzius of balancing, of creating the Rivka. Loshon Rivka is Loshon Refek Bokar. The Pshad is because to be able to be Megala Kodesh Boch in Elam Hazeh, you have to be Megala that Kodesh Boch is doing you. That is the Gashmiz of Adam, which is the Nefesh of Bahamis. The Nefesh of Bahamis, the physical traits of Adam, you have to be Megala that is connected to Elokus. Rivka can't do that. And she is the one who can allow. Why? Because what Rivka does is the Loshon Revek Bosar, Bokar, is connecting animals to work in tandem together. Because as we saw by the Parsha of the Parsha Noach, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the channel of the biggest power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was on all the Midas work together. That from the Ribu he created Yichud. In the world of Ribu, which is the world of Midas Adin, there is no Hashpo of Ruchnius. The only Hashpo of Ruchnius when there is Ichud, because Ichud is what represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that happens when you take all the Midas, which the physical Midas, and you make them work together. Because the idea of, you realize something in a person, to make himself separate, to make himself the ego, is always when you have each one as a trait, and he becomes, this is my trait. When you realize that's not your trait, the idea is you have always to balance it out. You always have to see the other side. Is the breaking the eyes, breaking the ego. The one who does that is Rivka. Rivka is the one which is the Revek Bokor. She makes the animals together. The Chayus are the one who take the Kisak of it. But they work together. So the Chayus, you could have, the Merkava could be worked in two ways. Either the three animals together, which you put Chesed and Din, you create Rachamim. They balance each other, that you never take an extreme. Or you take, by doing that, you take the fourth Chaya, which is Tzura Sodom, which is Malchus, which is the Bitul HaYesh. That by going ahead and working your Midas together, never saying, okay, that's me. Because you always have something that talks to you and something that talks against you. And if you work with them together, you always create that balance that allows for a person to come to Bitul HaYesh and to by being Mevatel the Yesh, is Megala Kodosh Baruch Hu like a bear. The one that does that is Rivka. Because Rivka, it's not that she's Midas HaChesed. Rivka's her Midah is balance, is to create a balance, to always look at it and to avoid the extremes. And therefore she does Chesed because it's a balance of the Midah of Yitzchak. That's why the Pasha Stolo says that Yitzchak was Metzachek is Rivka Yishtoi, because the tzchoik of Yitzchak can only come through Rivka. And that is very posh, because Midas HaChesed alone can exist. Now, if you have Midas HaChesed and that is out of balance, that creates all the problems Avraham Avinu had Ishmael. But you realize that Avraham Avinu technically could marry somebody else. He did marry Hagar. In our parsha, it looks like something. The only Av that was mispal for his wife, and the Pasuk stresses that, is by Yitzchak, in Parshas Toldos. Right? Which mispal keneged what you call Rivka Ishtoi. Why Avraham wasn't mispal, the Pasuk doesn't say, and by Yaakov. Right? Atachas Elohim Anochi. But the answer is very simple, because all the Oves could have existed without the wives. They would not be perfect. He had Hagar, and he had Leah. Yitzchak could not marry anybody else, Rashi says, because he's Oilat Mima. So he could not marry Shifcha. He had to marry Rivka, because Rivka is his balance. Because there is a difference. Chesed is a primary Midah, so Chesed could work without Midas Adin. Would be an imperfect Chesed. Therefore, even though Sor is a balance, but that's not a balance that without it, it doesn't exist. Midas Adin without Chesed doesn't exist, because Midas Adin, as we know, is a derivative of Chesed. It doesn't exist without coming from Chesed. So therefore, Yitzchak could never exist without Rivka. Therefore, he has to be mispaal, because if he doesn't have Rivka to have born him, he could never have born him. Rivka is primary. Rivka is vital to the avoid of Yitzchak. That's why the avoid us, Yitzchak can only be with Rivka, because the bitul hayesh has to be, because for us it's bevatul yesh. By the way, Tzadok always says that. In Midas Adin, is the concept which it relates always to Ruchnius. But if you have only Midas Adin, it turns into violence, which is the opposite of Ruchnius. So you could never have Ruchnius, because the Bitul Hayesh that you have, which is required by Midas Adin, is Mevat all the Mitzios. So there's no Mitzios whatsoever. It's a Roitzeach, and you keep it yourself. So it's not that you do Chesed out of balance, you have no existence. You need the balance, and Rivka is the balance. That's the Pshat and the Pasuk. The scale, it's two plates. You could use a scale in two ways, as the Gemara and Safa that's new. So you could use a scale to see which one is heavier than the other. So you put a plate that goes down. But then there is a scale that's made to show the exact weight of something. And that's done by creating a balance. The scale, the difference is the scale trying to bring down your plate, or are you trying to raise the other to be yours? And that's good for the Shaila. When the Pasuk says, "Bemozdain lalois," if you want the scale to go up, it means that you want those plates to together, is yachad, is only if they go together to create a balance. And that is who? That's the Shidduch. The Shidduch is to create a balance. The Ezer Kenegdoi is a scale, not to tip one side over the other, but to raise both at the same level. Who represents that balance that allows that equality not to be too much on one side? That's specifically Rivka. So Rivka was roi to Yitzchak because she was goimel chesed to Yitzchak, because Yitzchak needed chesed. Without chesed, Yitzchak could never exist. And all the avoid of Rivka is to create the unity of the midas working together to bring kedusha to the olam hazeh, to be mevata to olam hazeh, to mevata midas adin. You need to bring kedusha to olam hazeh. Kedusha to olam hazeh is only creating the ichud. The ichud is creating the balance of chesed and din. And that's why the apostle, the blessed says that Kodesh Boch wanted to do chesed to Yitzchak, to give him chesed. He's not even going to do you a favor. The favor was to Avraham. But what was the favor to Avraham? To bring chesed to Yitzchak to balance. And that's why the apostle that says, the Moznaim Lalois, a scale that makes it up, Hebehevel Yachad, to be together, that is the apostle that talks about who? The Shidduch, which represents Yitzchak. Mimila is Gevaldik. That avoid of Yitzchak, the ultimate Bitul Hayesh, is Davka Bishas HaMincha. Why is Bishas HaMincha? Because in the morning when you come, you bring your Kodesh Baruch Hu to Olam Hazeh. But once you are working and you are in the middle of your work day, is the time that you feel Koy Chavoyitzim Yodi. That's why it's Zman HaKshofim. Why is Zman HaKshofim? What's Kshofim? Chazal say, why is it called Kshofim? Because they are Makhishim Pamalia Shalmala. Because they are Kibiyochol obfuscating, hiding the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Mincha is the time of Kshofim, because the time that Olam Hazeh is at its strongest. You are in the middle of your Asokim, in your middle of your deal. That's the end of a Yom LeMelocha. So that's why it's Zman HaKshofim. But that's Tfilas HaMincha. Tfilas HaMincha is the bitul of all of that, and the Hakor, that's all mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The bitul HaYesh, Dafka, on the Yesh is at its strongest, which is the Zman HaMincha. That's why it's called Mincha. Why is Korban Mincha specific? Because what's Mincha, the Gemara says, is called Mincha is a Korban of an Oni. All Tfilas HaMincha is the Hakor that you are an Oni. That as much as you do, you are Gornish, the bitul HaYesh. That's why Yitzchok was Mesakim Tfilas HaMincha. The Tfilas HaMincha is because that's the void of Yitzchok, the void of Midas HaDin, Dafka to Bevatok Shofim. So when you realize what's the Chashivus of Mincha, specifically because there's Manak Shofim. And therefore Eliyahu, when you go to Bevatok Avodah Zarah, the Chiddush of Eliyahu is that everywhere else Avodah Zarah exists, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the strongest, and you don't believe in Avodah Zarah. The only one who showed that Avodah Zarah is garnished, that they are nothing, is Eliyahu. You can only do with the Koyach HaTfilas HaMincha, which is Mishas HaMincha, because it's Mevatel Kshofim. That is Chiddush HaMincha. So we said, why is Mincha Mishas HaKshofim? Because that's the Chashivus of Mincha. Kshofim means that Olam Hazeh is strongest, and they are Makhishim Pamal Shamala. And Davka, the void of HaMincha, is to show that is Mincha, that as much as Shtarlos and Koyches that you have, it's garnished. The core of the Be'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it. You don't bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Olam Hazeh, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Olam Hazeh. The Akor is a Mincha and Dafka. And therefore, the only way to do that is Yitzchok. You could never have Tfilas HaMincha without Yitzchok, because that's the void of Yitzchok. That's why Avraham Avinu could have Dav Mincha until Yitzchok came. The Chasana is because to be able to do a void of HaMincha, you needed Rivka. That's why Yitzchok, Lasuach, Basod is when Rivka comes. Because the void of Yitzchok, you need Rivka. And therefore, the chassid of Rivka had to be Davka Bishas HaMincha, because she is vital to avoid a Samincha. Avoid a Samincha, you need Rivka. That's why in the Tfilah, if you look at it, in the Tfilah, at the end of Psuki de Zimra on Shabbos, when you go to Birchas Yetzirah, Vemakilo is Rivu is Amcha Beis Yisrael, if you look at however, on that little paragraph that we say by the end of Psuki de Zimra on Shabbos, and what we say the end of Psuki de Zimra on Shabbos is the following. Bifi shorim tisrem uvetiv takim tisborov ushon chatzid nitzkadosh vekere kadoshim tishalol. If you realize that on the oasis it's Yitzchok and Rivka, because Yitzchok and Rivka is that koyach to take psuket zimra and to be makir that is all mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right before ishtabach. When you look at all the psuket zimra, is to cut olam hazeh and to look at the olam hazeh is meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That hakara, the culmination of that hakara, that olam hazeh is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Yitzchok, and Yitzchok dafka through Rivka. And therefore the chasne had to be bishas HaMincha, the ultimate zivuk in them, and the hakara of Yitzchok. That's why Losib Lavoy, who are we going to say Avinu Ata, is dafka by Yitzchok, because the hakara of Losib Lavoy is the Nitzuch of Midas HaDin, the hakara that Hashem Echod, Shmo Echod. And that's only come through Yitzchok, and Yitzchok can only be earned through Rivka.